Webinars are incredibly popular in B2B content marketing, and for very good reason. In fact, in this episode, we share 8 very good, hard-to-ignore reasons why webinars are part of winning content marketing strategies in many B2B organizations. Let's jump into the world of webinars. You're listening to the Content 10X podcast, where it's all about content repurposing. I'm Amy Woods, and I'm here to help you maximize your content and find smart ways to get your message in front of more of the right people, whilst also saving time. Let's get started. Hello and welcome to the Content 10X podcast. I'm your host, Amy Woods, and I am delighted to be joined once again by Hayley Evans, who heads up our marketing operations and client account management at Content 10X and is going to be joining me for another series on the podcast. So Hayley, welcome back. It's great to have you here.
Thanks, Amy. I'm so excited to be back. It's really fun to be doing another one of these series.
Absolutely. So for anyone kind of picking up on what we mean by series, so we recently ran a series on the Content 10X podcast all about expert interviews. So this was about interviewing experts in your organization, how that can fuel a content strategy. And Hayley and I ran that together. We've had excellent feedback. So go check that out. That's episode 325 to 329. And there's also an epic blog post and a free guide that we have as well. So there's links to all of that in the show notes. And we're building on again on this concept of really focusing on the types of content that we should be creating in B2B in our marketing efforts that is thought leadership, differentiated, valuable content that simply cannot be created by AI either, because it just stands, you know, way above AI in the thought leadership space. And webinars feature in this. Webinars are really, really popular in B2B. On the latest season of our sister podcast, B2B Content Strategist, I'm asking all the guests what their favorite type of content is to repurpose. And webinars just keep coming up. They are very, very popular. So in this series, we're going to run through how to plan webinars. So from topic identification to platforms and formats, we'll be looking at marketing and promotion, obviously super important. So the before, during and after. And we're going to look, of course, at repurposing. It won't be the Content 10X podcast without really digging into the repurposing of webinars. But in this episode, we are going to explain why. Why are they so popular? So we're going to go through 8 reasons why we think B2B podcasting is fantastic. And then finally in this series, we're going to interview an expert at the end as well, who is working in-house in a B2B organization and running webinars. But like I said, this episode, we're kicking off with why, you know, so why are they so popular? What are the benefits of them? So Hayley, we're going to go through 8 things. What do we have in our list?
Yeah, we're just going through just a few, aren't we? But yeah, they're really, really popular. So we put together a few stats for you just to kind of understand a little bit more about why B2B webinars are seriously so popular. So according to Search Engine Journal, 91% of B2B professionals say that webinars are actually one of their preferred content. And also we've looked at a benchmark report by Content Marketing Institute, and in there, webinars were also reported as the second most popular content asset that produced the best results, with 47%, and that's second to in-person events, which obviously we love an in-person event too. But B2B audiences love webinars, and B2B marketing teams run them so much. I think we're fair to say that looking at our LinkedIn feeds, we regularly see webinar invites, which is amazing. But yeah, as you mentioned, we've got 8 reasons why webinars are absolutely brilliant. So to cover off the first one, webinars are incredibly great for highly effective lead generation. So HubSpot actually says that 53% of marketers say that webinars generate really high quality leads, which is super important. And we know from running our clients' webinars and running our own webinars that just how engaged the people are who attend those webinars, they are so much more engaged than just a social follower or a blog reader. They're really invested in getting to know you more. And it's really helping to move those leads along the funnel by delivering a lot more value as such, would you say?
Yeah, absolutely. It does make such a difference, the fact that this is, you know, high value leads, I guess, like you said, and the people who are involved in webinars is affecting lead generation. So that definitely is number one, I agree. I think number two, and this isn't in order of importance either, they're all equally important. So building on from being highly effective lead gen, another big reason why they're beneficial, why people love them, is the engagement. So especially when webinars are live, I think it's all about that direct access to the audience. There can be a two-way, so to speak. Often with webinars, there might be a live Q&A, web chat. Even if they're pre-recorded and the presentation is pre-recorded, sometimes what's fantastic is the person who then who delivered the recording, who delivered the presentation, is there on the day in the web chat chatting with people whilst people are looking at their presentation as well. So there's loads of really cool ways that these webinars are delivered. But I think that engagement, the direct access, the two-way, that is another wonderful reason why they're so popular. And this is all about building relationships and, of course, trust, which is so important in B2B. So put that number two, engagement and direct access.
Yeah, definitely. I've been involved in so many webinars where the engagement really, really matters and it's memorable. You know, ones where you can scan QR codes and be involved in the webinar and the host of the webinar is, you know, directly presenting some of the information that you're putting in. They're so memorable, which just means that your brand is at the top of mind when it comes to it. And then I guess looking at number three and building on that trust is really establishing more thought leadership. So obviously we talk about thought leadership a lot when we're talking about content and, you know, especially in the LinkedIn space too. But for webinars, it really does add and establish your thought leadership. So by running your webinar, you're sharing value, you're positioning yourself as experts, you're solving problems that your audience really wants, and you're really being differentiated and you're sharing the insights. But I think the most important thing when we're running webinars and we're speaking to our clients and obviously sharing our kind of insights with you all is that please do not do just a product demo. It's not what you offer. Well, it's about what you're offering and you're adding value rather than selling. So we're always telling everybody you serve your audience, you don't sell to them. So please make sure that you're not just running product demos. I mean, obviously you can run those as kind of separate webinars, but to really add value, to really establish yourself as a thought leader, you are just really there to serve your audience.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. And like you said, you know, there may be a place for product demos, but it's not a thought leadership style webinar that would be that place. So yeah, that's huge, like the trust building in the thought leadership. Number four, we have repurposing. So I already mentioned we're going to do, as part of this series, unsurprisingly, I'm sure, an entire episode on how you can repurpose webinars. But just to say here that that's one of the big reasons why they are so beneficial, because as well as that lead generating content and the thought leadership and building trust, it's not just the content on the day from the webinar. You can get so much return on investment from running a webinar. And we know how much hard work can go into running a really good webinar. We go through in this series the planning and the marketing and getting everything right. So then I think it's even more important that you get that return on investment from running it. So as I said, we are going to do an entire episode on repurposing webinars, but just thinking through, you know, there's podcasts, there's blog posts, there's articles, there's LinkedIn content, there's carousels, there's infographics, there's so much that you can create, which we'll go through. Now, I mentioned earlier that on the other podcast that we have, our sister podcast, B2B Content Strategist, where we speak to leaders who are day in, day out running marketing functions. We had a conversation with Hannah Forson from Bamboo HR, and we would like to share a brief snippet from what Hannah had to say as she talks about webinar and how they repurpose them.
I know that a lot of people have big feelings about webinars, but I think from a marketing standpoint, they are so content rich and so easy to break into smaller pieces. My favorite thing of all time with webinars is being able to come up with a really meaty webinar that you can then take sound bites from and promote via like video content on LinkedIn or Meta. And be able to make blog posts from one topic that maybe we didn't get to go as deep into, but all kind of like spider webbing back into one core asset. That's like my favorite thing to do with content. One, because usually resources are slim and you want to be able to get the most amount of legs out of any piece of content that you can. And I think webinars are just so easy to get a whole host of different content types out of, because once you kind of have that core talk track, it's really easy to pull out blogs, case studies, sound bites, videos, whatever it may be from that one resource.
I absolutely loved that from Hannah. And as Amy mentioned, there's going to be more and more to come for us on repurposing webinars from, you know, amazing people that we've had on guest podcasts as well. And Amy mentioned earlier that, you know, webinars are really good for return on investments. And just to kind of double down on that, our number five is the cost effectiveness of them. So lower cost per lead and lower cost in terms of, you know, marketing spend and involvement. We obviously mentioned earlier that webinars are second to in-person events, but in-person events are huge. The time, the resource, the live events involve venue bookings, travel, there's a whole coordination of teams that are involved, but it's not just the cost for yourselves as a brand, it's also costly for your attendees too. Whereas webinars are very simple. They involve investing in one platform, so for example, Zoom or GoToWebinar, but obviously that's nothing in comparison to putting on live events. And, you know, as Amy mentioned before, they're super, super easy and very fast to repurpose. As soon as you've run your webinar, you immediately have access to that content. You can immediately pull it out. But also, top of mind for us is the global reach of webinars. You know, in comparison to an event, having attendees come from around the globe is going to be extremely costly, time and consuming for everybody. Whereas a webinar, you've got that global reach and everybody is able to attend it in their own time zone. So in terms of ROI, webinars are so much more cost effective than in-person events.
Yeah, absolutely. Number five, cost effectiveness, 100%. And then number six is also the SEO benefit. So you're just saying about global reach, obviously just reaching people with this content. And there are SEO benefits as well and brand visibility, which all comes on to what we were saying as well about it's not just that moment, but the content that you create after it as well. So just briefly touching on this, because there's so much that you could say, obviously, about SEO and brand visibility. But through running webinars, you can drive traffic to your website. You can create optimized content for and from the webinar that will rank. So you need to do the research on that. Also, there's backlink opportunities from, you know, the event directories and cross promotions and collaborations as well. So when you're running these webinars and you're collaborating with panels of people and guests and things like that, there's a lot of opportunity with SEO for running webinars. So we put that down as number six in our list, and coming with that as well, brand visibility as well. So they are super, super important and just really big benefits of running B2B webinars. Hayley, what were you thinking from number seven?
Number seven has got to be one of my favorites. And Amy will tell you that I'm a complete analytic nerd. So if there's any way I can get data into it, you know, all of us marketers love a bit of data. So number seven is performance metrics and data and insight. And webinars are incredible data-driven marketing. And as I mentioned just now, marketers who love data love webinars. It's one of my favorite things. So from running a webinar, you can get lots of measurable outcomes. So your attendance levels, your engagement rates, your views on playback, your feedback, email open rates, email drop-offs, you know, website visits, lead generation information. There are so much measurable outcomes that you can get in real time, which is just fantastic. And it's so important to use that data to get better at your future webinars. So every single time you run a webinar, looking at the promotion plan, which we'll talk about in another episode, looking about the webinar itself and the drop-off rate of attendees throughout the webinar, looking at the outputs for the webinar too. It's all information for you guys to learn, understand, and implement into your future webinars too, to just make them better and better. It's the best opportunity to use it to understand your audience more as well. And that can feed into your other marketing opportunities as well.
Yeah, it's just a feast of metrics and data and insights, isn't it? Definitely another reason why people love webinars and get get value from webinars and build the business case for webinars as well internally in order to run them. So that's a huge one. And then number eight, so of our eight reasons why B2B webinars are so popular and do so well, Hayley's already touched on this, but we felt it needed a call out on its own, which is that global reach as well. So it's, you know, one to many, it's highly scalable. And yes, in-person events obviously can be to an audience that you desire to, but there's so much to organise and arrange, and that's very costly. In one moment, the fact that people from, you know, all over the world, all different locations, depending on your audience, are able to attend webinars, and you can be mindful of locations and time zones and run webinars at different times of the day to suit different time zones. Global reach is a huge thing, which is another kind of massive benefit that we see in webinars and what our clients talk about as well. So there we go. We've introduced this series and talked through the benefits of webinars, and I'm sure that you can probably understand why we've decided to run a series on them, because there is so much to say about webinars, and we want to just pass on our learnings in terms of how we see them work best. And that goes through all the planning and the marketing and the repurposing. So we'll be digging into all of that. And also, Hayley, we've got a really useful free guide as well, haven't we, that we've created to go alongside this series.
We really do. We have an absolutely brilliant free resource that goes alongside this. It's called the B2B Webinar Planning Playbook. And to get it, just head to content10x.com/webinar-guide. And in it, you'll find everything that you need to run a brilliant webinar, including a super, super handy checklist where we literally map out the whole journey from you from start to finish. So it's a really, really handy, simple page for you guys to be able to download and use it as soon as you want to run a webinar.
Absolutely. Yeah, thanks, Hayley. And like we said, link is in the show notes. So go grab a copy of that now whilst we're mentioning it. So we're going to wrap up today's episode. Thanks again, Hayley, for joining me. Looking forward to the rest of the series. And it would be remiss of me not to mention that if you want help with your content, so if you create webinars, or we mentioned expert interviews or anything, video podcasts, research reports, you name it, if you would like help with your content, with getting the most value from it, with repurposing it, or perhaps just with understanding strategy more in the planning, please do not hesitate to get in touch. Just head on over to content10x.com/inquiry, and we would love to have a chat with you and see if we are able to support you with that. All that's left to say though is thank you so much for listening to this episode, and Hayley and I will catch you in the next one.
Can't wait. See you then.